The eight races on the synthetic course at Geelong today, and Warren Huntley joins us to preview. How are you, Warren?
I'm great, thanks, Nance.
Look, how have you taken to the synthetic track in particular at Geelong this, so far this season?
I think it's been predominantly can be a bit leaderish. It's towards the end of its shelf life, the synthetic track at Geelong, and they're not just set-and-forget type surfaces, so they probably need quite a bit of maintenance and upkeep, and they're used as training tracks, as we know, and I would think when a track's getting towards the end of its shelf life, it's probably not getting quite the resources dedicated to it that it would be earlier in its career. So, I think it's probably, for want of a better description, a bit tired.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can try and make some money today. The first race is a maiden over the 1,100, where you can take out runners 6 and 11. Now, the main one's in the tab market, another one, another option at 850, two Kid Mac 440, down to Max Bucks at 8, 320 for Red Devil, who's the favourite, Vibrato's at $4.60, 650 for Keep to the River.
I'm going to go with Vibrato here, Nats. Probably had been a little bit frustrating, and he looked like he was going to get his maiden out of the way pretty early in his career, but he'd run well sometimes without much luck, and sometimes when he was just a touch disappointing. But I think resuming here, he can sit off the speed and be strong late. Number 7, Vibrato, had a Kid Mac, who just might have bumped into two pretty smart horses, Outback Warrior and All Too Sublime, in his two most recent runs. So he's probably looking at a maiden here that probably on face value doesn't have as much depth. 5 Red Devil's been freshened up, limited, but certainly in the mix, a little bit under the odds to me, and Keep to the River next best. 7.259.
7.259 the first. The second is a Fillies and Mares maiden over 1,000. You can take out runners 3, 6, 8 and also 9. 2, Augusta Hussey's at 6. Then you're down to 6.50 for another debutante in the form of Not a Single Woman. $1.40 though, the short price favourite for Sundarbans, and you're looking at longer odds the others.
She probably breaks through today, Sundarbans, Nards. Oh, I don't think I couldn't find a jump out for Augusta Hussey from the team Corsons, but they do have a base at Geelong, and that's where the stable returns in and where is prepared from. But I haven't seen her, but so wary of any market moves there. But on what we've seen, 11 Sundarbans for me, looks like she'll get her maiden out of the way at a short quote. Don't know Augusta Hussey, but respecting the stable, Not a Single Woman's jumped out okay to make her debut, and 12 Sword of Mercy, another one who's had the benefit of one preparation, resuming here. 11 looks the winner, barring something out of the ordinary from the unknown, I think. 11, 2, 10, 12.
11 from 2, 10 and 12. We now go to race 3. This is a maiden 1,200. Take out 2, 3, 5, 13, 14 and 16. Number 1, Zockberg's at 4. 290 favourite for DeRosa. 6 for No More Bids. Graceful Stars at $4.40.
He's jumped out nicely on a couple of occasions, and quite recently DeRosa making the debut here for Matty Kamani. I'm keen on him. I think he's the best of the unrace that I've seen. Jockberg looks to go quite nicely too for Team Hawks. In typical Hawks fashion, hasn't been really let go in the jump outs that I've seen, but looks to move nicely. 12 Graceful Stars resuming. Trialled up fairly, but the race day form's pretty good. Certainly 1,200 metres, probably as short as she wants, but looks to be coming to hand well enough. And 10 Perudis has shown mixed form at the jump outs for Anthony Friedman, but I didn't mind the most recent piece of work that I saw. 8, 1, 12 and 10.
So we go 8 from 1, 12 and 10. Fourth race today, this is over 1,900 metres. You can take out runners 2, 9 and also the 15. Number 3, Invention at 2, 10, $9 Rocco. Down to Vellus Pride at $8.50. Madam Stowell is at 2.80, also given a really good chance, having had 3 runs back.
I was keen on Invention last start at Pakenham, Nards. Was the only race that they ran on the day. I wish they'd called him off at the race earlier, but he wasn't able to win there. But I think getting up in distance might be what he's looking for, and looks a lovely race for 3, Invention. If there's a danger, I think it's Madam Stowell, who's from the Inform Ken Key stable, and she's also getting to a suitable trip for the first time this preparation. 6, Rocco, had excuses last start and just hasn't really been able to draw a barrier and get into the right race. This is a better scenario for Rocco, and 7, Vellus Pride might be looking for this trip. 3, 12, 6, 7.
3 from 12, 6 and 7. Quaddy legs now, race 5 being the first of those, over 1,100, a benchmark 64. Take out runners 4 and 5. We've got number 1, Satori, who has got quite a strong record. It's at $2.10, down to Aman at $4.80, Patience at $4.60.
He started favourite at both his starts at 8 and won them. He obviously, the about to turn five and only had the two starts. So he must have had some issues, but recent jump out was encouraging. He's up there in the weights, and Anthony Boyd getting back in the saddle, taking the claim from a good draw. I'm going to go with Satori. I probably want a bit of insurance in the quaddie. Thought seven patient, very patient in picking the right races for her, Richard Lamming and Connections. She's one-dimensional. She likes to roll along, and they like to find races where she's not going to get an enormous amount of pressure and get a chance to roll along and be there at the finish, and I think she gets a chance to do that today. Six Amarn looks to be going well enough. This is an easier assignment than a few that she's contested in recent times. And I'll put Fully Maxed in as next best. Sally Booker, I could mount some sort of case for it. Just would have liked to see her going a little bit better at the jump outs. 1, 7, 6, and 3.
1 from 7, 6, and 3. We now go to race 6 over the 1,200. Take out runners 3 and 8. Number 1, Zellamore's at $4.40. Little Gypsy at $2. It's the Eva Money favourite down to the 4. Juliet at 7. $5.50 for Chopsticks, and double figures the remainder.
She was good last start, Little Gypsy. I think she's probably tight enough in the market, but for me, the most likely winner. I think that's strong enough form with Tell the Truth running well but not winning subsequently from the last run. 2 ahead of 1, Zellamore, who seems to fly under the radar a little bit, seems to go around at reasonable odds most of the time, continues to run well, gets the 2 kilos off. At least Stephen Brown can take the 2 off the 64-weighted runner, so comes in with not a bad weight considering the opposition. Chopsticks is going well in similar races, and Juliet, the win 2 starts ago was solid with every chance, and maybe no real excuses last start, but getting back onto the synthetic track could be a plus. 2, 1, 6, 4.
2 from 1, 6, and 4. Look, we look at race 7 now over 1,300. We've got number 2, Aloof at 9, 320. Come up favourite here, prepare to win. $8 for the Bonts, $3.30 for number 9, Loxwood, and then you've got Malord who's at 7.
Coming back from a race at Caulfield behind Magnesium Rose, it's a good class drop for Prepare to Win, Nards, and I think probably can roll forward, make her own luck from the inside draw, gets a claim for Mel Julius. I'm going to go with 3. I can understand the support there. 5, the Bont has been working up to a win. As long as they're making ground from midfield or a little bit worse, he'll be strong late. 9, Loxwood had trialled well going into that maiden victory last start and had always promised to do something like that for the Freedmans, might be going to deliver this preparation. And I can make excuses for number 10, Malord, the last couple of runs. I've got him as next best. 3, 5, 9, 10.
3 from 5, 9, and 10. We go to race 8. You can take out runners 7, 10, and 12. We've got number 1, Harvard at $6.50. 2, Sakutas at $2.80. $8 for East West, Flying Flywheel at $7.50, Mutants at $4.60, and then you're down to Powers Lookout at $8.50.
I think it's an even race now, so I think there's some value about Flying Flywheel here, number 5. I think she trialled well enough going into this preparation and just hasn't been in a race to suit. I think gets to a very suitable race here, 58 grade at 1,900 metres from a good draw. I could certainly back her each way. 5 ahead of 3, Franklin, who I also think is a little bit over the odds, getting fitter. And when Franklin gets fit, he can roll forward on this synthetic track in particular and prove hard to get past. 2, Sakutes in the mix with 2 runs back from a spell, I think under the odds. And 1, Harvard, another one who's had those 2 runs back and probably looking for this trip. 5, 3, 2, 1.
5 from 3, 2, and 1. What about your best roughy quaddie and also your player of the day?
Going with the first starter as my best dance, race 3, number 8, DeRosa, and race 8, number 5, Flying Flywheel, is my value. For the quaddie, first league 1, 6, and 7. Second league 1, 2, 4, and 6. Third league 3, 5, 9, and 10. And home with numbers 1, 2, 3, and 5. And I'm going to play an early quaddie as my player of the day. First league, race 1, numbers 2, 5, and 7. Second league 11 only. Third league 1 and 8. And third league 3 and 12.
Okay, Warren, thanks for that. We'll talk later in the show when we discuss Flemington track work.
Thanks, Nath.